Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Someday, huh? Boy. And it's still going on Washington, in Washington. Peter Strzok now being questioned about using his official government phone to send personal text messages. Oh, we do have plenty to talk about. You are welcome to join me. Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning Text Line, 71307. My email, bob@1063WORD.com. One of the, who is that that's questioning Strzok now, Moneypenny?
Ross.
Who is it?
Last name Ross.
Congressman Ross, who has a copy of the DOJ's ethics guideline, the manual, because I had been screaming ever since we learned about Peter Strzok having the illicit affair with Lisa Page, whether or not that was approved, if it was okay under DOJ and FBI guidelines to have an affair with a coworker. Somehow, I'm thinking that probably is in violation of their ethics manual, but what do I know? In my email this afternoon, Bobby Mack, this guy, referring to Strzok, this guy's arrogance knows no bounds beyond setting himself as the arbiter of the 2016 election. No, he'll never become president. We'll stop it. We need an insurance policy, as we discussed in Andy's office. That's Andy McCabe, the now departed deputy director of the FBI. Hillary should win 100 million to zero. Those were some of the texts. Two points that struck me today. One, when asked whether he ever considered recusal from investigations in light of his overwhelming personal bias for Hillary and against Trump, he essentially answered that his own confidence in his infallible ability to keep his political beliefs from influencing his actions allowed him to be the judge of whether he should recuse himself. That's like, yes, Your Honor, I can sit on the jury in this trial of the murder of my son, for murder, and I can render an unbiased decision. And second, just like Hillary, Strzok also declared himself the proper one to judge which, if any, of his personal texts and emails should be given to investigators. And we should trust his total objectivity. That's like the guy pulled over by a cop. Sir, if you would turn your back, I'll go through my own pockets and the contents of my car and determine what you need to see. From Alan R. in Spartanburg. When you're right, you're right. In on the text line, Bobby, it was refreshing to hear Congress admit a monkey and two bags of peanuts could do a better job than they have done so far. To the phones we go, beginning in the bonus hour with Ray, who is also in my stomping grounds in Taylor's High. Ray, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Mr. Bobby Mack, I'm telling you what, I'm like you. I'm on the same scent you're on. I'm wondering where all these women that went and marched down in Washington and all these women that stood up about how the women were treated and disrespected by men. Hey, remember the Big Lebowski?
Sure.
I think he said something like, man, he treats objects like women, man. You know.
Yeah.
What is up with that?
I'm just telling you. It's beyond, much of this is beyond comprehension.
You know, the only thing that I did today when I saw what I saw of it, other than get sick in my stomach, was the fact that I realized how close we came to this country being taken over, and we're still there.
Yeah.
Why are these people still in the FBI? Why are they still in the they ought to thigh cuff them together and march them in a straight line.
Yeah, there's the $64 question. Why is Mr. Ray still the FBI director? Why is Rosenstein, why is he still there? He's part of this deep state cabal as well. I just don't. Well, look, they're heavily entrenched in every venue in government, from Lois Lerner at the IRS to the people at the EPA, through everything, the Department of Education, which educates no one but wants to indoctrinate all of America's children in progressive ideology. And the list goes on and on.
Well, I'll say one thing, and then I got to go and listen to you. Stand up for America, which I love. I mean, nobody does it better. But one of the reasons they want to get rid of the Constitution, because by the Constitution's rules and bylaws, this is treason.
Yes.
This is espionage. Everything they're doing is a treasonous act against this country. No wonder they want to do away with the Constitution.
And no wonder the Democrats want to scream outrage and object. Mr. Chairman, we can't have this kind of thing happening in this committee because they're telling the truth.
You're killing my client. Stop it.
Yeah, right. He's telling the truth, Your Honor. We can't have that in a courtroom. It's pretty absurd.
Have a good day.
You too, Ray. And thank you for the kind words. I appreciate it. Build a bear. You heard about this, Moneypenny? Yeah, it's big today. You build a bear for what? The price?
Your age.
The price is your age. Yeah, and this is what, at the mall today? Bobby, I went to Build a Bear, asked for the Bobby Mac bear. Well, sir, they started pelting me with bear parts and yelling, "Get out of here, you racist Nazi."
Oh, you can't make that stuff up.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me in the least. Oh, geez. Bobby, you guys are missing a biggie. 85 closed both directions in Anderson County. We did. Yeah, Annie did that. Yeah. Oh, this came 6 minutes ago. Okay. Sorry about that. I'm a little behind on catching up with the text. My bad. Bob, remember the scene in the first season of The Walking Dead when it showed I-85 and all the cars stopped? That's the way it looks right now, up to Highway 178, the Liberty exit. I wish we had that horse that Rick was riding. Bobby, wow, that Lisa Page, what a face, what a figure. Two more legs and she'd look like Trigger. Oh, jeez. Bob, so you're saying she has a horse face? Bobby, love it. You've taken a page, get it, page, from the script of Young Frankenstein and put it to beautiful use. Kudos to you, sir. What, you mean when we mention Lisa Page? To the phones we go. Joseph is next up. He is on his cell. Hi, Joe, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hey, Bobby, how you doing?
So far, so good.
Hey, Build-A-Bear had a Maxine Waters special when I went up there. They took two rear ends of a horse and sewed them together. And it was a mirror image of her.
So. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, just, you know, you can't tell the difference from the real thing.
No, I couldn't. Matter of fact, I started talking to it. Hey, part comment, part question. I heard Trey Gowdy again, the paper tiger.
Yep.
Get up there and do his normal theatrics and yelling. Which he does very well.
He does love a camera, no question about it.
But of course, when the camera goes off, he sits back and twiddles his thumbs and does nothing about it. What can be done about this idiot Strzok? Can he not be fired? I mean, what?
Yes.
What can be done about him?
Yeah.
Who and why aren't they doing it?
Good question. He should be fired already. I don't know what his relationship is like with Rosenstein. But I'm guessing he must be tight with Rosenstein. I don't know if he has, you know, pictures from the FBI Christmas party at the Hoover Building and Rosenstein is in them or what. But there has to be a reason why this guy has not been dispensed with. At least, you know, Lisa Page. Did I say Lisa Page? Lisa Page had the good sense to resign from the FBI back in May. But I guess this guy's protecting his pension. I don't know.
Well, does Trump not the boss of Sessions? Is Sessions not the boss of Rosenstein? I don't understand.
Sessions is the boss of all of them, but he's dozing off into his soup right now.
Why?
Yeah, good question. I wish I had an answer for you. Thank you for the call, Joe, and believe me, I share your frustration that a bunch of these people are still at the Hoover Building. Well, I guess Strzok is on suspension. I thought that he said that his security clearance had been taken away, and he just testified today he was looking at secure documents 2 days ago. How come he still has access? Inquiring minds want to know. Be right back. Believe we do have one more soundbite from Mr. Strzok in his testimony before the House Oversight Committee. I think Mr. Strzok, as they broke for recess last time, was heard to say,
I need a drink.
And make it a double. 6:22 here on the Bobby Mack Show. By the way, I've got a couple of text messages today, people saying that they're having some difficulty getting the radio.com app to work properly. If you are in that category, just go on the web and go to support@radio.com. Support@radio.com, and they'll be able to fix you right up. Hopefully they'll solve whatever problem you are dealing with there. The hearings have now resumed on Capitol Hill. Let's see if we can pick up a little bit of the ongoing testimony right now. I'm not sure who's. We'll pick it up.
Official investigation. Number two, Attorney General Sessions is a Republican appointed by Donald Trump. Rod Rosenstein is a Republican appointed by Donald Trump. James Comey is a Republican appointed by Donald Trump. FBI Director Wray is a Republican appointed by Donald Trump. And Robert Mueller is a lifelong Republican. So this would have to be a Republican conspiracy. So I'm looking for evidence of the Republican conspiracy, and all I could find were the kind of statements that you've been arraigned on today. So I want to ask you about those statements. In the spring of 2016, Senator Ted Cruz called Donald Trump a, quote, sniveling coward, a pathological liar, and a serial philanderer. Was this attack on Trump by Senator Ted Cruz a coordinated part of a deep state conspiracy that you organized?
This is Raskin, one of the Democrats who's going to try and turn Strzok into some kind of patriotic hero for his actions in the Hillary email investigation, trying to do everything they possibly could to make Hillary appear as pure as a driven snow and proceed with the Trump investigation into collusion with Russians. It never happened. Strzok today also refused to answer House Freedom Caucus co-founder Jim Jordan when he asked which individuals gave the FBI three copies of the Trump dossier, claiming the FBI will not allow him to divulge his sources. Strzok said, well, the FBI won't let me tell. If he's no, I guess he is still an FBI agent, but if he's suspended, what's he doing conferring with FBI lawyers? As Trey Gowdy, I think, pointed out, or maybe it was Bob Goodwin, said, you shouldn't be talking to FBI lawyers. You can talk to your own attorney, but not FBI lawyers. Strzok appearing before the Joint House Committee hearing today to discuss his role in the investigation into alleged Russian interference in the 2016 election after Jordan got Strzok on the record admitting to having read the so-called Trump dossier, the junk put together by Fusion GPS. The Ohio representative zoned in on an email Strzok sent to a number of intelligence officials, including a woman he was having an extramarital affair with. That would be, of course, Lisa Page. Strzok discussed in that email, said, I want you to take a look at this. This is an email you wrote to Lisa Page, Bill, Jim, and copied Andy McCabe. The subject is BuzzFeed is about to publish the dossier. Are you familiar with this email? I am, Strzok replied. It says this, comparing now, the set is only identical to what McCain had, parentheses. It has differences from what was given to us by Corn and Simpson. Did you write all of that? Strzok tried to get around the question, but Jordan persisted. It says Peter Strzok, and it says to Lisa Page and a whole bunch of key people to the FBI, did you write it? Strzok replied, I did write this. Jordan then tried to figure out who the Korn and Simpson Strzok was referencing and what their relation was to the dossier and the various versions of it that were going around. And bear in mind, this is what the FBI took to the FISA court to be able to get clearance from the FISA court to spy on the Trump campaign. Strzok said that he was unable to answer that question under FBI direction. Jordan continued, I want to figure this out, Agent Strzok. You're referencing three copies of this dossier, the BuzzFeed copy you have, the one John McCain's staff gave to you, and the one that you said you got from Korn and Simpson. The one McCain gave to you and the one BuzzFeed has are identical, but the Korn and Simpson one is different. Jordan, referencing David Korn, a reporter who works for Mother Jones, that is, as you might imagine, a left-wing website, and Glenn Simpson, a founder of the opposition research firm behind the Trump dossier, Fusion GPS. Strzok refused to answer that there were three copies of the dossier presented to the FBI, despite the fact that he referenced them in his email when he sent it to intelligence officials. The last portion of Jordan and Strzok's interaction dealt with whether or not Simpson or anyone from Fusion GPS made contact with the FBI. Let me ask you one other question. Glenn Simpson, that's the guy from Fusion GPS, testified in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee last August. Did anyone from Fusion have any standing? If Glenn Simpson says he ever spoke with the FBI, he never spoke with the FBI, how is it that you got a copy of the dossier from Simpson? Strzok said not only did he never speak to Simpson, he never spoke to anyone Jordan mentioned. Sir, I can tell you I never had contact with Fusion, Mr. Simpson, with Mr. Korn. Very briefly, sir, I'd love to do that. There's an appropriate time for oversight, and as you well know, that it is at the end of investigation once it's concluded. I'm certain Congress will absolutely have the opportunity to look at any investigation once it's closed and ask all these questions, and I would love to answer each and every one once the FBI allows me to do that. So, once again, you know, it's classified. Can't talk about that. Wes is along. He is in Greer. Hi, Wes, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hey, Bobby, good afternoon. You know, hey, it's amazing you started going down that road. That's why I called. You know, no one that I know of has sufficiently explained, and don't you think it's just so ironic that the two biggest rhinocrats up there, you know, and we know how much they love Donald Trump.
Yeah, McCain hates him.
And Lindsey wind up with that dossier. I can't help but think they were willing partners.
Well, I don't know if Lindsey ever actually got the dossier or not. Now, I know that McCain, when he heard the dossier existed, sent one of his aides to England over there to see Mr. Steele, the former spy, to get a copy of it. And then he made sure it got into the hands of the FBI. But it was all bogus.
I want to know who contacted McCain. Who did he talk to? I mean, the whole McGilla. But,
yeah.
You know, another question. I know enough of the Founding Fathers, and I am in awe when you sit down and you look and you think of how many hundreds of years ago these guys nailed out this form of government.
Yeah, a work of genius.
It was, and God's help, okay?
Yep, right.
And everything is balanced, and one thing can have oversight over the other. Somebody's got to be able to ask these idiots these questions, and the answer can't be, well, I can't tell you that.
Yeah, and it goes further than that, Wes. Thank you for the call. I'm right up against the news. It goes further than that. Somebody has to be culpable for all of this, and actions have consequences, and if they don't, if Lisa Page and Strzok and McCabe and Comey and the rest of them can walk away and write their books and make millions, there is something drastically wrong with this equation. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Andy's got the latest on the traffic on 85. What a mess. Be right back. And the beat goes on the hill. Peter Strzok still answering questions from members of the committee, the Democrats, asking him hard-hitting questions like, Mr. Strzok, do you think the image of the FBI has been damaged by all this? No, certainly not. People still hold the FBI in high regard, Congresswoman. Mm-hmm. To which America says,
what?
Right. 638, 22 before 7, in on the text line. Bobby, CBS did a little better than PBS on the hearing. They showed I Don't Give a Damn from Gowdy, and they showed Louis Gohmert and the infidelity reference. That would be, of course, involving Lisa Page. Bobby, do you smell something burning? Oh, it's Strzok's pants. They are on fire. John texted me, Bob, it's a heat blizzard out here. Yep. Bob, I'd like to see someone wipe that snotty, arrogant smirk off of Mr. Strzok's face. Gotcha. Bob, I'm with a caller who said we need answers to the question, why are these people still there? I mean, it's really beginning to seem very alien or like we're living in some kind of a strange matrix. Well, it depends. Which pill did you take, the red or the blue? Uh-huh. Bob, if Lisa Page had a child with John Kerry, they'd have to name it Seabiscuit. Now, Bobby, why would anybody want to defame Trigger like that? Bob, can you please tell me where Jeff Sessions is and why doesn't he step in and stop this? I mean, what's next? FBI raids on Trump's Supreme Court pick? Probably. Bobby, out on the streets, it seems as if the tension level is going up to a DEFCON whatever fast. At this point, shouldn't the conservatives in Washington just take over, fire all these losers, dump all the rest, deal with the heat, take the majority rules, and move on? If they don't, it's going to get ugly. It's already ugly. Bobby, what was that? Jail time for ignoring a subpoena? I was threatened with jail time for not showing up from jury duty from 5 states away. Yeah, Bobby, I've been dealing with nutbags all day long. It's so refreshing to get in the car for the ride home and listen to some sanity. Big deep breath. So what, Bob, Strzok is going to write a book like Comey and Clinton? Isn't that what all the Democrat criminals do? By the way, love the horse soundbite. Bob, any member of your listening audience could come up with questions for Strzok, backed up by evidence that would put him and others in jail. Why are the Republicans so unprepared? Bobby, I love to listen to an educated gentleman reference top secret information. My father stationed FTD in Dayton. We would often be disturbed by the person's explanations of so much of which they obviously had no understanding. Your show is truly an education to all who listen. Thank you. Appreciate that very much. To the phones we go. Roy Rogers is on the phone. He's calling from whatever life he has moved on to. Hello, Roy. I loved your TV show with Nellie Bell and Trigger and all the rest.
Thank you, Mr. McLean. This is the ghost of Roy Rogers. And I tell you, I'm not happy with you using my horse, making fun of my horse and insulting it in that way.
Well, it's not really the ghost of Trigger. It's a generic horse whinny that we're using. So you shouldn't, don't take it personal.
All right, brother.
Okay. Okay, Roy. I never thought we'd hear from Roy Rogers on today's show, but hey, you never know when you go to the phones. Walter is next up. He is in Spartanburg. Hi, Walter, and welcome to the Bobby Mack program.
Hello, Bobby. I'm afraid I missed some of the things that have been happening, but everybody's asking, why don't somebody get fired? Why don't somebody get fired? Well, I hate to say this. Every bit of it falls back on Trump. He's the boss. Buck stops with him. If he wants fired, he needs to give the order for it to be done.
You know what? You got a point. You've got a valid point. And all these classified documents that the FBI and the DOJ refuse to release, the president can declassify all of those and we'll see everything that's in them.
That's right. So if Trump's not happy or he's upset, do his job.
Yeah.
He's the boss. And if he can't be man enough to be the boss, then maybe he's got a problem.
And, you know, I like Jeff Sessions. I've met the man on several occasions when I was in Washington, and he always struck me as a stand-up guy and a staunch conservative. And yet, boy, on this one, he's off the reservation. And to your point, if Sessions is not getting the job done as the AG, maybe he should go as well.
Well, like I said, I voted for Trump. My wife voted for Trump.
Right.
I had a lot of friends that voted for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is the man needs to do his job. We need to quit being so, I'm not going to say afraid, but we always try to be the nice guys as conservatives and Republicans.
Yeah, walking on eggshells.
And it needs to be stopped. We need to fire with fire, rattlesnake poison to rattlesnake poison, spit in their eye. It's like hurts that ugly woman that tries to be a representative and ain't got sense enough to get out of a barrel of, But she needs, we need to jump down her throat whenever she makes an appearance. They should be conservatives there ranting and raving just like they are. Show them what it feels like. Don't let them get by with nothing.
You know what we're doing. Philosophically, I agree with you, Walter, but in the real world, conservatives are out there working for a living, and all these demonstrators, this Antifa crowd and all the rest, they're being paid to show up by George Soros. That's the only job they have. So we're kind of outgunned there.
Well, maybe it's time we decide whether or not we want to be these little lullaby babies or whether we'll give up some money to get rid of this garbage that's up there, and that's what it takes. It's happened before. I don't know if you ever watched TCM, but they had a true story on the other night about Phoenix City, about how these mobsters had taken over everything. And it took the killing of a child, and it took the killing of a man that was fighting them. But they finally stood up. Well, maybe, by God, it's time we stood up.
I hear you. Thanks, Walter. I appreciate the call. 646, 14 before 7. Be right back. Doobies in the background. Jesus is just all right with me.
Bob McClain.
6:50, 10 before 7 o'clock. Let me see if I can make a valiant effort at catching up with the text line here in the closing minutes. Bobby, my favorite T-shirt, guns don't kill people, I kill people. Okay. Forewarned is forearmed, I guess, right? Bob, Trump is doing his job one thing at a time, from Steve. Yeah, he certainly explained to NATO how the cow ate the cabbage. You know, look, U.S. taxpayers are not going to continue to tote the note for France, Germany, Belgium, the list goes on ad nauseum, in NATO. In the first place, NATO was in reaction to the Cold War, the Soviet Union, the threat from them invading Western Europe. Soviet Union hadn't been around since 1991. And about time we dealt with the things as they are rather than as they used to be. Bobby, Trump is not going to classify those documents, at least not until Hillary announces her campaign, and then not until October of 2020. Yeah, October surprise. Hillary, she's harder to kill than Dracula, politically, I mean, you know, as a candidate. She just won't take no for an answer. I mean, she tried to run against Obama, got whacked. She ran against Trump because she stacked the deck against Bernie to get the nomination, and Trump whacked her. And now she's going to be out on the road again. She's going to be appearing at some big event with Bernie And who else? Oh, Senator Summerfall Winterspring, Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts. Bobby, we need to go on offense instead of defense. I've been saying it for years. You know, the left tries to claim the moral high ground when, in fact, they have absolutely no claim to it. Bobby, it's all about timing. Trump will make some moves after the midterms. Bob, these congressional hearings are about as useless as a screen door on a submarine. Nobody gets fired or goes to jail. I know. I know. It's frustrating. Bobby, what? Clinton and Comey wrote books? Who knew? Yeah, they're filling up warehouses at Barnes & Noble all over the country. Bobby, I was just waiting today for somebody on the committee to yell out, don't take the brown acid. I repeat, don't take the brown acid. For those of you that weren't at Woodstock, that's a flashback reference there. Bob, we might want to cut Mr. Gowdy some slack. He knows it's a hopeless cause up there. At least he chose to get out. I know I have some more in here that I need to catch up with. And I'm scrolling back down to find them. Da-da. I think I may be caught up. I may actually be caught up. Oh, Bob, I hung on everything. Where's this one begin? Oh, here we go. Bob, there was something terribly sad about the two launch towers being brought down at the Cape today, Cape Canaveral, which was lost in the craziness of this elitist struck. But as a kid, I hung on everything from Gus Grissom through Neil Armstrong. My goodness, Bob, what a simple but fruitful times those were. Struck would have been taken out and dealt with by J. Edgar Hoover. Yeah, he probably, well, who knows? You know, J. Edgar had his own problems, but man. I'm sorry, Bob, I just don't recall at this time. Struck stroke. Right. Bob, I can't pick up your program on my iPad or iPhone. Is it on your end? Don't want to miss your show. Thanks. If you're having problems with a, I'm uncertain here as whether you couldn't pick it up because you're still using the TuneIn app or maybe our app, both of which have gone away. Now, the way to listen is the radio.com app. Radio.com. Just go to your app store, download radio.com. And if you're having problems, by the way, we had a few text messages today, people having some problems getting it loaded and playing right, go to support@radio.com. Support@radio.com. And hopefully they'll be able to fix your problem. Bob, how ironic watching a black female politician defending a white male law enforcement officer who worked for a white female. Yeah, one of them said today, one of the Democrat congressmen said, here I am, a young black man defending the FBI. The irony. Bobby, how many of these Dems can even define a point of order, much less how to use them properly? Not many, apparently. It's been an interesting day. Tomorrow will be as well, as Lisa Page will be on the Hill. Have a great evening. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Unfortunately, I believe we're out of time.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Hello. I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen and goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
Broadcast day.
Goodbye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.